OFM Art Beat. Art Beat.
In the OFM Art Beat, it's my absolute pleasure to ask Anne-Marie van der Westhuizen to join us again. Anne-Marie, welcome back to OFM.
Thank you very much, Yolanda.
Quartet of Peace sounds like something that we really do need in society, especially today. What is this initiative about and where did it all start?
Since last year, 2021, the O'Darren String Quartet became the custodians of the Quartet of Peace instruments. And it's the Quartet of Peace instruments are four string instruments, two violins and a viola and a cello, made by the same violin maker, luthier Brian Lysis. And he decided in 2010 to make these four string instruments and to call them the Quartet of Peace, as he named each instrument after a Nobel Prize winner. The first violin is named after Albert Luthuli, and the second violin after Bishop Chip Tutu, and the viola is F.W. de Klerk, and the cello is then the Nelson Mandela. So the whole collection is called Quartet, as it's four instruments, Quartet of Peace. Each of these instruments also symbolizes a specific symbol, with the first violin called after Luthuli symbolizes freedom, the second violin peace, viola reconciliation, and the cello hope. So it's a very special collection. It was already made in 2010, and since we became the custodians from last year of this quartet, I just thought this quartet needs a service. The instruments need to be serviced again and to be looked after, and let's get the luthier himself to come and service these instruments. So in the meantime, Brian Lysis moved to the United States, and so I asked for financial support from the Quartet of Peace Trust if they can have him back in South Africa to come and service the instrument. So this special lecture presentation will happen next Friday in the O'Darren Auditorium on the Bloemfontein main campus at 2 o'clock. Brian Lysis himself will be there to talk about these instruments and how it became that he made these instruments.
So Anne-Marie, will the Quartet of Peace be playing, or is this only a lecture for the public to come and be a part of?
No, the public is very welcome to come and attend this presentation, and the O'Darren String Quartet will play a small number as well on these instruments, an African hymn called Ibuyile I Afrika, and we are the owners of the Quartet of Peace instruments, and it will be used for whatever reason in the future, say for a lecture on peace or a lecture on freedom, or for whatever reason. We can use it also for memorials of Bishop Tutu. So it's going to be very useful, but it's got this extra meaning now to our performance, playing on these instruments.
If someone would like to come and attend the lecture on the 18th of March, 2 p.m. at the O'Darren, what do they need to know about accessing the University of the Free State campus?
Yes, they're very welcome, and at the main gate, they can just say they're coming to attend this event. It's free to attend for everyone, and they can just show their proof of vaccination, and then the security will let them through to come and attend. And I think the lecture will last for about an hour. It will be done by 3 o'clock.
Anne-Marie, I think it is absolutely amazing that the O'Darren String Quartet are the custodians of this Quartet of Peace and the instruments and the whole idea that runs with it. Thank you for sharing it with us today, and we wish you all the best for the 18th of March.
Thank you very much, Yolanda, and all the best to you too.
OFM Art Beat.